It's Rock 94 and a half on Friday, Freeway 500. Oh, hotline's ringing.
Hello, I'm trying to get hold of Jeff.
You're not a bill collector, are you?
This is Luke from Since October, man.
Cool, Luke, what's up?
What's up, man? I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, we've been relaying some bad news today. We're looking forward to the Mosh Pit performance, of course, but that's not going to happen.
No.
Ooh.
Dan is dead, basically.
Oh, no, we don't want him to die.
He's halfway dead.
We don't want halfway dead, no. No.
He's got something, some kind of throat thing. It's like he went to the doctor today and they said you're like 2 seconds away from having a mean case of strep throat.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Especially when you're the singer.
They gave him all this preventative stuff.
Yeah.
And they said do not speak or sing for 5 days.
Or do interviews or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me, the guy that doesn't ever do interviews, is calling you, so this could suck. I make no guarantees about this interview.
That's cool, man.
It might suck.
Nah, don't worry about it. No, I don't do interviews either, okay? I just say, hey, what's going on? But I'm really sorry to hear that about your singer. Have you been on the road with Hell's Bells all this time, or is that just one-night-only deal?
That was going to be a one-nighter thing. We've never met them. We were looking forward to coming and playing there with you guys. We're super bummed. We're not going
to
make it.
It's easier to support a band when their songs rock, so that's always good. And
I appreciate it.
You are anticipating recovery, of course.
Yeah, we're definitely expecting him to be fully recovered soon, like within a few days, hopefully.
Maybe you could try what Zach Wilde does when he feels that way. Crown Royal with a Pedialyte chaser seems to do pretty good for Zach anyway. Clears that thing right up. I don't know if that would mix with the Z-Pack or not that he's probably doing right now.
Yeah. I've been sick for the past couple weeks, man, but I'm coming. I'm getting over it. I'm right at the end of it.
Oh, yeah?
I think he probably caught it. Just we're all in confined spaces all the time together, so it's
true.
Like if somebody gets sick, it's often that everybody else does as well.
Yeah, I understand.
Breathing the same air. We're all making out with each other, and
you got to stop kissing. You got to stop kissing the pigs, man.
Yeah, I know. We got to cut that crap out.
That's right. You're gonna get the swine flu if you don't knock it off. All right, well, let's put that aside. We're sorry that you're not going to come this time, but maybe take a rain check on that from you, all right?
Yeah, I'm here, and we're trying to reschedule ASAP, man, like July or something, early
Great.
July, maybe.
That'd be cool.
So,
or even we're doing, like, the Rock Hard 2 thing, too. Maybe you can get in on that somehow. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, all right, so, and how's the album doing for you? Pretty good?
The album is doing really well. We're having a lot of radio success right now, thanks to patients such as yourself and people embrace right now, man. Really excited about it.
Like
and we're getting the opportunity to play with a lot of big bands that we've been listening to for a long time. And it's just a really cool time for us.
Like who? Who you've been playing with that you've really enjoyed so far?
Just the other day, we did a big thing in Indianapolis called May Day.
Yeah?
And there were about 24,000 people at this thing.
Wow.
The biggest crowd we've ever played for. And the headliners, there were five or six bands. We were number two of the six. And the later fans were Saving Abel, Shinedown, and Disturbed.
Oh, so nice.
We were stoked to be there and playing with those guys and get to hang out with them.
All right, well, listen, Luke, we really appreciate your time, and so sorry you're not going to be here tomorrow, but Hell's Bells and concert's still on, and excuse me, I think I got that swine flu bug now. Look at that. Uh-oh, right through the phone.
Vitamin C, that junk.
Yep, Pedialyte and Crown Royal, please. I'll have Angel set me up later. And hopefully he'll take the rain check offer up on us, and we'll see you again in the future, and on behalf of
the we're definitely looking forward to coming out. Thank you guys for playing.
No problem, it rocks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Luke from Since October, and you're cranking it up on Rock 94 and a half. Peace out.
Good luck means nothing to me, so exactly what does that mean? For me now, have I given up? Almost everything, my scars are easy to see. Haunting reminders indeed. I'm down on my knees. Innocent, would you take that blade for me?
Rock 94.5. Couldn't do the mosh pit tomorrow, but hopefully back in town soon on the phone with Luke from Since October. Okay, this is for the web-only listeners, dude. All right, let's tell them something that they didn't hear on the radio.
Our singer's wife's family is from Spokane.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, yeah. Tell me about that. Who?
Our lead singer, Ben, who's sick and half dead and looks like a corpse laying in the van.
Yeah.
His wife's family actually is from Spokane.
No kidding.
I don't know. They're called, their last name.
I'm going to bleep that out, though.
Okay. I think it's a Dutch influence or something.
What part of town do they live in? Do you know that?
Not really. His wife was born there, and she lived there for about, I think it was 5 or 6 years. And when she was, you know, she, at that point, they moved to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where we're from, so.
Okay. So what did she tell you about Spokane before you, when you said, hey, we're going to go play Spokane, what did she say?
All I can remember her saying about this place is that when it snows, it snows.
Well, and sad, yeah.
And it stays on the ground for a long time. We don't see any of that down south, man.
We just had the snowiest winter ever in recorded history. I called it Snowmageddon. It was, seriously, it started snowing on, we don't get a lot of snow at once like they do over on the East Coast, because I'm from Boston originally, so I'm used to New England driving, and they get, you know, 16, 18 inches at a time. But we got one storm, 18 inches in 3 hours in November, and then nobody could go anywhere, and I was stuck in my house, did my show from the basement.
That is sick.
Couldn't even get out, and then my car broke down in it the next day, so it was sick,
I believe it, man. I've been up north, and, we've been up north and stuff in the wintertime, and, like, even in Michigan and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys are about as far north as you can get, right, without leaving the country.
But our climate tends to moderate because we're across a desert and a mountain range from the Pacific.
That's true.
So we're actually kind of dry. And the summers just last forever, too. I don't know if you said that or not, but it's pretty hot up here in the summertime.
Oh, man, we don't have winters. Winters are about a month long, and it's about 60 degrees. Mm-hmm. Then when it gets hot, dude, it stays hot for 6 or 7.
Yeah.
In July and August, it's like 105 degrees every day. It's ridiculous. So you got the humidity thing. It's not always pleasant.
Yeah, and gators and lizards, man.
Yeah, the gators, dude. We used to hunt gators as a kid, man. We used to eat those things, dude. Me and Ben. I don't know if you knew that. Me and Ben are brothers, dude. We grew up in...
I didn't know that.
We all grew up in a really small town in Florida.
Yeah?
Central Florida. So don't think South Beach. Think more Everglades.
Like you're talking... Okay, well, Everglades or where they do the spring training over there?
Near Orlando. We're south of there. So our town... I need to. It was a big deal when we got a Walmart in our town.
Oh, yeah. So here comes the Walmart.
We spent a lot of time doing stupid things like gator hunting and fishing and all that crap. We're kind of rednecks. It just doesn't show through.
That's all right, man. So are we. Well, we don't have gators for you to hunt, but if you're into moose, you got an open invitation there, okay?
Yeah, that sounds like a worthy adversary for me as a moose, dude.
They can take out cars.
I can take one. Crazy, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty sick. And they know jujitsu and stuff. The mooses know how to defend themselves. You have to be really careful if you're hunting them, because they'll shoot back.
What kind of guns are they carrying, man?
I don't know. Something in the antlers. Anyway, Luke, you have a great day, and thanks for calling us, okay?
All right, man. I'll catch you later on.
Yeah, I'll see you again. Absolutely.